Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
The police were called to Britney Spears' home this week shortly after the singer's fans realized she had deleted her Instagram account and feared for her safety, RadarOnline.com has learned. The startling incident took place Wednesday morning, less than 12 hours after the toxic singer deleted her social media account. According to law enforcement sources who spoke to TMZ, the Ventura County Sheriff's Office received the call sometime Wednesday morning and subsequently executed a wellness check at the singer's Thousand Oaks mansion. Upon arriving at Britney's home, officers determined the 41-year-old princess of pop was not in danger and there was no reason to be concerned for her safety. It is currently unclear whether the officers spoke to Britney directly or were assured by someone else at the home that the singer is okay. As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Wednesday morning's incident came less than 2 weeks after Britney allegedly had a meltdown inside a Los Angeles restaurant on January 13. According to sources there at the Woodland Hills restaurant the night of her purported meltdown, Britney caused a scene, was acting manic and talking gibberish before the singer's new husband, Sam Asghari, allegedly stormed out of the restaurant and left Britney there alone. "I know the news is all hyped about me being a little drunk at a restaurant, it's like they'll be watching my every move," Britney said in her own video she posted to Instagram shortly after the incident. "I'm so flattered they talk about me like a maniac then have the balls to talk about all the negative things that happened in my past," she added. Asghari also spoke out after the incident, writing on social media, "Don't believe what you read online, people." Meanwhile, an employee at the restaurant at the time of Britney's alleged meltdown spoke out to reveal the singer wasn't the disruptor and she was seemingly overwhelmed by all the patrons with their phones out filming her. "The disruptor wasn't Britney, it was the diner who taunted her by taking a video without consent," the Joey employee revealed. As RadarOnline.com reported, the police being called to Britney's home to provide a wellness check also came as the baby one more time continues her legal battle against her father, Jamie Spears.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.